Hey, it's Friday. You know what that means. It's time for another Weekender Wheeze Mender. Mending your life after a long, hard week. Or something. That's right, every Friday, mending your life. Have not missed a single day since we started today. Why am I doing this? No f***ing reason whatsoever.
Wheezy News! Jang, jing, badonkadonk, boom!
Look, I've been doing a newsletter. Two's better newsletter. Every single Tuesday, I have not missed a week. I've missed Tuesdays, though. For over a year. Just stuff about creativity, life, whatever's on my mind. Started doing it because I was getting newsletters and I'm like, huh, I like this experience and I have the ability to provide this experience. So I did it. But then I got to thinking, huh, since I'm already doing it every week, I might as well just convert it into video as well. And podcast. This is also a podcast. There's actually a giant flying bug of some kind over there. For real. Is it alive? Should I be concerned? For real. So, assuming I survive the bug attack, this is what I'm gonna do. Subject matter will often overlap with the previous Tuesday's newsletter, but in its own little video way, or audio way. Like how I'm about to talk to you about the show Taskmaster, which I talked about in the previous newsletter. And I'll use the show Taskmaster to get to my larger point, which is about how I have this weird quirk where I just have a problem sticking to formulas, which is probably what the title of this video has something to do with. Anyway, Taskmaster. It's a British show featuring a panel of comedians that have to do various tasks. That would not be a good show. Tasks, and it's better than it sounds. I'm never that great at describing it. Brilliant. I love it. And it's brilliant. It's free on YouTube. They have two new seasons a year. China and I are rewatching it constantly. It's so rewatchable. They're not sponsoring me at all unless you count providing the same amount of entertainment for me as they do the rest of the world, in which case that's a horrible deal and I need to talk to my agent. But one thing that occurred to me about it that makes it so good is that there's different tasks every single time. They never rely on one standard formula. It's like constantly inventing new tasks. They don't have to go that hard. There are many shows that are built around one task. Is it cake or whatever it's called? Guessing prices on The Price is Right. Trivia shows. Interpersonal relationship shows. Crazy obstacle course shows. You could take many of the tasks on Taskmaster and just make a whole show around one of those tasks. But they structure the show in a way that they can make new, random, ridiculous tasks, edit together the performance of those tasks to make it entertaining every time, and score it in a way always open to interpretation. The Taskmaster Greg Davies is the judge of everything. They keep it open. They keep it flexible. And I realize that's what I do. I never really have a formula. Occasionally I have short-lived recurrences, but it's never a formula. A standard structure, a standard niche topic. I'm switching it up all the time. And that's not out of design, not for some business reason. I just get bored and I can't stick to a formula. And I'm afraid if I really lock myself into something for a long time, like I decide to start doing videos all about different models of dumpster. Dumpy waiter, we'll call it. And at first it's fun. Ooh, dumpsters. It really draws you in. But after a while, even dumpsters get old. And then I'll get bored by it. But since I went all in and I spent a huge budget and I have a team of 50 working on it, I'll have to start pretending that I enjoy it. Content will suffer. My mental health will suffer. And that sucks because I was so passionate about dumpsters all through childhood. Where am I gonna put my garbage now? I guess I've always kind of subconsciously prioritized flexibility. Done that newsletter for over a year. I don't even know what it's for. I've done main channel Wheezy Waiter videos for over 15 years. I still don't really know what it's for. I do know what each individual video is for, but I don't really know what the channel's gonna do a few months from now. It's always a hard question for me to answer. What videos do I do on my main channel? Usually I say health-related challenges, but that's not all I do. And that's definitely not what I'm gonna do forever. It's gonna change at some point. So why am I telling you this? Well, I just like to analyze different quirks about myself to see if maybe that can help you gain insight into any sort of project you're working on. There's obviously value in looking for that formula that's gonna work every time. If you can land that formula, it's gonna be more efficient, it'll be easier to hire people and to plan far in advance. You'll probably find more success as your audience grows in a particular niche. They'll know what to expect. You'll be able to analyze where things are going wrong and you can tweak them to make it better. Standardization, distillization, consistency, persistency, I'm pistency! No, not really, but that's just something I can't do. This is why I make videos on my own, and I'm constantly changing it up. It's like I'm reinventing the wheel every time. But there's benefits to it as well. I'm able to shift with the times. I was able to revive my channel. I never really felt like, oh, the world isn't into the thing I do anymore because I wasn't 100% sure what it was I did anyway. I guess I did sometimes feel that, but it wasn't enough to give up. I can always be myself. I'm not just pretending to be interested in a thing because I can always just make sure I'm working on a thing that I'm interested in. And right now, 15 years into this career, I'm not a YouTube powerhouse, but I do feel like I'm in the best position possible. I can just do what I want, and I'm not going to make everything come crashing down. I feel good. I feel comfortable. I feel flexible. That said, now I am going to try to make a standardized release schedule on this channel every Friday. That doesn't mean it's all going to be formulaic. Every video is probably going to be pretty different subject matter, but I'm going to try to have a standard schedule at least. So there it is. I guess I'll just end these like I end the newsletters with other stuff I'm doing, or maybe responding to comments when there will be comments. Leave comments. I'm currently quitting my smartphone for a year. Well, sort of. I did say in my main channel that I was going to use the Lite phone, but I used it for a month and it was kind of, I didn't enjoy it very much. So I switched back to my iPhone, but it's a really dumbed down iPhone. I don't use the browser. I don't use any social media apps or really any apps except the essentials. Maps, my workout app, home security, stuff like that. I'm a few months in and it is awesome. I love it. Everything about it is good. I really don't see myself going back to it. You may have noticed I'm also in the middle of a 3-month hiatus on the main channel. I'm going to be making more videos starting in April. This is intentional. I decided to take 3 months off because I wanted a break, but also I'm working on a documentary about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans, and I have edited together an hour and 20 minutes. It's the longest project I've ever worked on, and I'm making progress. It's going faster, and it's more enjoyable than even I expected. I'm really like where it's going, and I'm excited to finish so I can show the world. And the podcast Two Guys Talking About Lettuce with Greg Benson is still going strong. We haven't missed a Sunday since we started. We're getting close to a full year. And probably because I've quit my smartphone, I have read 2 books and I'm on my 3rd book this year so far. I read Watership Down, one of those psychological thriller books, The Last Mrs. Parrish. And now I'm in the middle of the sci-fi Children of Time. Holy crap, it's great. I have not read at this high of rate in a while. I read in bed. It helps me go to sleep. I'm sleeping better. I feel like I've said I'm sleeping better in a lot of those experiment videos that I do on the main channel. And it's true. A lot of the things I've done have helped me sleep better, and it kind of goes away and kind of comes back. But also, I think it's kind of trending upward, like it's always improving a little. My sleep was really bad before, and I think it always is kind of getting a little better. And watching reruns of Taskmaster and watching The Last of Us. Watched a few Poker Face episodes. Great stuff. And just living life, bro. So that's it. If you want to subscribe to the newsletter and get a lot of this subject matter before the videos come out, that's linked below. The podcast version of this will be on the Wheezy News podcast, which already exists but hasn't been updated in a long time. Or if you want to keep watching these, you're probably already subscribed. Let's be honest. This isn't going viral. People aren't going to find this unless they're subscribed. I mean, that's probably true, right? I don't know. Here's hoping I can maintain the non-formulaic formula.